بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيهن أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام العشر رواه الترمذي وأبو داود رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح يا فتاح يا فتاح. There are multiple things that are affecting the Ummah and many things that we can speak of, you know, whether globally, what's happening to our brothers and sisters. And it's very difficult to speak about anything beyond that. You know, such levels of atrocities that we have not seen in our living lives, most likely for many of us. But at the same time, this Ummah, this nation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has seen many times of turmoil, and subhanallah, something so, you know, just as a reflection, very amazing about this deen that we have, is that despite seeing such levels of injustice, despite seeing that how can such levels of atrocities take place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't take us, you know, out of His mercy straight away. We still have access to this deen. We still have access to this pure religion. We're still able to, you know, come back to better times. That chance is always there. Allah refers to His deen, the Sharia, the Quran and the Sunnah, as the rope of Allah. This rope, when you understand what it means, why He refers to it, is very, very empowering in the sense that you hold on steadfast onto this rope, you'll be saved. You'll be saved as long as you latch on. And the access to this deen, to the principles, the teachings and the values of what Islam teaches is always there until we take our last breath and until the Day of Judgment starts. So despite such difficult times, there's always an opportunity. And alhamdulillah, these, starting from today, the first of Dhul Hijjah, again, it presents itself as another opportunity. And this is the key word. When we refer to moments like Ramadan, like when you go for Umrah, when you go for Hajj, these are opportunities. Once again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing us. If we compare ourselves and we think to ourselves as how we should be in the ideal situation, we look to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we look to the actions and the practice of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, we can't expect to be as high as they are in terms of their iman, in terms of their a'mal, their actions. We are much more weak. So we should look towards these moments, Ramadan, the last 10 nights, Laylatul Qadr. We should look towards these 10 days. So what are these 10 days? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He refers to these 10 days in Surah Al-Fajr. Wal-Fajr, wal-layalin ashr. And what does He say? By the dawn, by the 10 nights. But what does it mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath. When you take an oath, the oath signifies the great significance behind an action. When we want to prove our actions, when we want to prove that we are innocent, then we will say, we will make an oath by Allah. We will say, Wallahi, and there's nothing greater than that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He also takes oath. So when Allah takes oath, then the sign in this is that whatever He's taking oath by, that very item is worth something, it has some value. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking oath by the 10 nights over here. And these 10 nights, these are the Mufassirin they mention, refers to the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And this is starting from today. So that's number one. Number two, as narrated in the narration, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that there are no days in which the performance of righteous actions are better than these days, i.e. performing good deeds in these 10 days is far superior and is far more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in comparison to any other days in the calendar year. And it goes to the extent that especially it also refers to in comparison to the days of Ramadan, although the scholars, they say that the days of the Laylatul Qadr is superior than the nights of Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 days. So these are, you know, opportunities where we can, inshallah, reconnect ourselves. Because, as we referred to earlier, when we're speaking about turmoil, when we're talking about difficulties that the nation is suffering, the ummah is going through, how can we bring real meaningful change? This meaningful change, you know, it comes with a change of our own lifestyle. We have to change things within ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, and you probably heard this verse many, many times, that certainly Allah will not change the condition of a community unless they change what is within themselves. We have to look deeper. We have to see what, how our connection is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, that if you look, the weapon is the same. If you look at the dua, if you understand the dua to be the weapon of a believer, but despite the weapon that is in the hands of an individual, it depends on who is yielding that weapon that determines its outcome. The weapon is the same, it's still there. But it depends on the person that is yielding the weapon, then you can understand how much, you know, significant impact it can have. So same way, it depends on us. Subhanallah, if you look at, you know, when people, they request du'as from pious people, the imams, the ulama, they do that because they believe that perhaps this person, he has such qualities inside himself that attracts the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What if the whole entire community had those same very qualities that you believe are possessed by those individuals? Then certainly the mercy of Allah will be a lot more greatly attracted. And then inshallah we can see a lot more change in this, in our community, in our ummah. So again, referring back to the keyword, these 10 days, these are an opportunity. These are opportunities for us. Allah gives moments. As I said previously as well, we can't expect to be like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, where they felt a perpetual condition of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? But we, as weak individuals, weak believers, we take opportunities from Ramadan, from the days of Dhul Hijjah, to increase ourselves, to at least as a minimum, to abstain from indulging in particular sins. And then hopefully, inshallah, through that, we reconnect ourselves. And this reconnection, it gives us, it propels us to perform with a lot more level of steadfastness. And this is what we need to seek to bring. In these 10 days, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized that we need to increase in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This aspect of dhikr, in fact, it is very, very underrated and understated. We don't appreciate how important dhikr is to a person's life. If you look and understand how life works, you go through various moments, various periods, and given the advancement of technology, of knowledge, of science, whatever it may be, we're always seeking to perfect ourselves, to perfect our conditions, to perfect our routine, our diet, our health, our lifestyle. There's so much literature, so much content on these things. And a person is constantly looking to have perfect conditions. But the reality of this world is we are never going to have complete perfect conditions where we feel that, you know, now we can knuckle down, now we can perform at our best. The reality of this world is it is spontaneous. There are variables outside of our control, and we have to seek to manage or seek to find some level of stability in those moments where we are not dragged to extremes. So what does this mean? Sometimes you will go through moments of prosperity, you will go through moments of happiness, excitement, but we don't go to such levels of extreme that we are so absorbed in that and we want to continue to maintain that level of happiness. And if anything was to go haywire slightly, then we lose ourselves in some level of depression. Or why did this happen to me? And we know our reactions. We know our reactions to certain things. Why did this happen? How did this happen? So what is it that we should seek instead of seeking perfect conditions? We have to seek stability. And this level of stability only comes from internalizing the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look at times of adversity, difficulty, a person should not become so despondent that he does not have any hope of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead, the dhikr that he does, reminding himself of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reminding himself of the hereafter, reminding himself of the fact that Allah is the one who is in charge, in control of the qadr of everything that takes place. This is due to dhikr. So what kind of quality and characteristic could he bring in times of adversity? He will bring patience. He will bring tawakkul. But this can only happen when you have a heart that's alive. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that مثل الذي يذكر ربه أو الذي لا يذكر كمثل الحي والميت أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. That the similarity between the person who remembers his Lord in comparison to the one who does not remember his Lord is the example of the living and the dead. The living and the dead. That a person, if he is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala internally, then he is someone that's considered alive, that his life is worth living. Otherwise, a person that stays his whole duration of this, his stay in this world, then it's as though he's not, you know, lived anything worthwhile. You might as well be dead, because you haven't revived your heart. You haven't brought the dhikr of Allah to, you know, internalize inside yourself. That's one example, adversity. And what about prosperity? If a person gains a lot of affluence, a lot of good times, then in those moments, he should not be so indulgent and so overly excited that he loses himself, that he entertains himself in impermissible ways because he has the means to do so. Instead, what is the way to stabilize himself? The way to stabilize a person at that moment is through shukr, gratitude, right? Saying alhamdulillah, again, a form of dhikr. But it has to be dhikr that you feel internally. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah mentions that a person who just says subhanallah like without any consciousness, this is not someone that is someone who is, you know, pious or a great individual. Rather, instead, a person who sees the wonders of the creation of the whole entire world, and then seeing this, he sees the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This compels him to say, subhanallah, how pure Allah is from any defect. This is the meaning of subhanallah. This is what it means. This is dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then a person in a state of anger, sometimes you have a fit of road rage, you know, something happens. So how do you stabilize yourself in that moment? You bring this quality of hilm, forbearance. You just take, you know, you take on whatever has happened, and you know, exercise patience. So different moments will come during our period of life. Moments of anger, moments of ease, moments of difficulty, moments of hardship. But we have to find something to stabilize ourselves so that we stay. Because is it then any wonder why we are referred to as the middle nation? We are the nation that chooses the middle path. This is all, you know, Islam is so perfect. You can see how these jigsaw puzzles, they just fit into place. We are the middle nation. We choose the path of moderation. So in different moments, we shouldn't be getting caught up. But how do you do this? You have to work on yourself. You have to bring the dhikr of Allah, internalize it. You have to find yourself in the right moment. SubhanAllah, you know, sometimes you have conversations and a person, they have a query related to Islamic matters, you know, and you give them the answer. And then they're like, SubhanAllah, how can I know about this? Where do you find out about this stuff? You have to give yourself a chance. And how do you give yourself a chance? You have to be present in the right places. You know, if the salah, you know, if Fajr salah, for example, is one line or whatever it might be, or the remaining prayers, then you're not giving yourself a chance. Because if you came to the masjid at the moment, perhaps the imam, he may say something out of a reflection that may truly impact you. You have to find yourself in the right places at the right times. Otherwise, you don't stand a chance. So those people that they say, where are all these teachings? Where can we learn this from? Is because they have not spent their times, you know, they've not sacrificed enough of their free time to go and study seeking actively. What is a talibul ilm? A person that is known as a student of knowledge, he's referred to as a talibul ilm. And the word talib over here, what is it referring to? It means to seek. A student of knowledge is the one who seeks knowledge. So the onus is on the student to seek, meaning he has to have that initiative inside himself to go and find it and seek it. So you have to bring yourself in the places where you can actually give yourself a chance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you. Allah will then, subhanallah, another verse that comes to mind. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Subhanallah. Again, another jigsaw piece that fits the puzzle. That just refers to what we were saying. That those who strive, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا, those who strive for our cause, then what does Allah say? لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Subhanallah. We will certainly guide them towards our path. And not just one path, multiple paths. Allah says subul. Subul is the plural of sabil. Sabil is path, pathway. And the word subul is the plural, many paths. So what is Allah saying? That you just do a little bit. You strive. You work a bit hard. Then certainly you don't need to worry about the outcome. You don't need to worry. Allah will, you know, bring to you like things that you've never thought about. Again, another jigsaw puzzle. What does Allah say? وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever has taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will bring to him a way out. A way out, meaning مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Subhanallah, what does Allah say over here? You will find a way out from such a way that you did not even imagine that from here there's a potential exit, there's a potential solution over here. We don't know everything, we're not in control of everything. We have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are believers, and this is a very big advantage because it helps stop a person from falling into depression and all these sort of things. Because you know you have a Lord that takes care of you. You know you don't need to worry so much. You have to just make the effort. Effort is what is in our capacity, of our responsibility. That's all that we need to do. Subhanallah, you know, we spoke about one thing, but it's gone to something else. We are talking about the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is much more emphasized in these 10 days, that we need to bring this quality in ourselves, inshallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So these 10 days, again, opportunity. Opportunity to revive ourselves. We had the month of Ramadan. We showed ourselves what we are capable of. You know, as soon as the imam finishes Isha Salah, I don't know about you, but you feel a lot of sense of relief that you don't need to do another whole 20 rakats. Right? You know, you do your 2 rakats and you're witr and you finish. But you yourself know that there was once upon a time you were doing whole 20 rakats. So of course, these are 10 days again. Challenge yourself, push yourself. Try to at least increase by another 2 rakats again. Any nafil prayer that you pray after your Isha Salah, this is considered to be a tahajjud. Of course, we are in the summer days, and it's going to be difficult to go to sleep and wake up, you know, just before the start of Fajr. So if you can't do that, then at least after your Isha finishes, then offer your 2 rakats, your tahajjud salah, straight after Isha Salah, that will be counted for your Qiyam al-Layl, inshallah. And similarly, if you pray your Isha Salah in Jama'ah, then what happens? Your half your night is considered, the reward of it is to be spent in prayer. You get the reward of spending the half the night in prayer if you've offered your Isha Salah in Jama'ah, in congregation. And then if you also pray Salatul Fajr in Jama'ah as well, then the reward and equivalent of that is that you've prayed the remaining half in prayer. You spend the remaining half in prayer as well. So if you just do this, Isha and Fajr, you make that your priority, then subhanAllah, you have the equivalent of spending the whole night in prayer. If you can do this in these 10 days, challenge yourself, then push yourself. It's so simple. You know, you go to gym, you start off at a low weight, 5 kg, whatever it may be, and then you exert a bit more, then you add slowly, slowly, slowly. These are the moments that we need to start adding on a little bit of weight, because the incentive is there. Because if you do a single action in these 10 days, then it is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than in comparison to any other days. The rain of Allah, you know, the mercy is pouring in these 10 days. The rain is pouring. Similarly, you will have soil that is fertile, and then you will have soil that is covered with weeds and thorns. So what will happen? The rain will come across both types of fields. But the soil that is fertile, that is planted with seeds, then you will see the produce, you will see the fruits, you will see the plants. Yes? But those, you know, the piece of land which has thorns, which has, you know, a lot of weeds stuck in there, then you will not see the fruits of that. But at the same time, for both people, the rain came and the rain went. Similarly, it's down to us as individuals. We have to change something within ourselves, because this time will come and the time will go. But after it, there will be some people that will benefit and some people that will not. And the opportunity is the same for all individuals. So you can't blame your surroundings. There are certain times where you have to see within yourself, what is it that I can change? What kind of things can I do differently? And then inshallah you will see the fruits. Because referring back to the verse of the Quran, Allah says, whoever strives, the onus is on us, on every single individual. Whoever makes an effort, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will certainly guide. And in Arabic, the word certainly is used. Not a case of Allah will guide. لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ. We will certainly guide. These are words, these are phrases used deliberately. Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no mistake in there. So when you see these sort of clues, then this should, inshallah, give us some type of understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq to make use of the opportunity of these 10 days and bring us to increase our good a'mal. Wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanallah bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jummah Mubarak. Brother says, you know that this is a very significant day. This Jummah is the first Jummah in the month of Dhul Hijjah. Very, very special day. In this month of Ramadan, in this month of Dhul Hijjah, this is the best month in the year. So, according to this, so please, please, brothers, help the Mochi generously, please. One of our brother, Mr. Mahbubur Rahman, he also given the £10,000 today to come out the loan. Some people, who's got the card? Anybody has a card for? Okay, that's fine. We'll take a little bit of time there. Some people, we borrowed the money from the Porze Hasana for a limited period of time. These people, they claim their money back because of their need. They are in some other things too. They are struggling, and this is why they are asking for the money back. So we last week we did make announcement for people, those who are in the capacity of this giving the Porze Hasana. This is why one of our brother, he's given £10,000, and another brother, he also made a commitment to give us another £6,000. My humble request to you, brothers, if you are in this position, please give us your helping hand to give us some Porze Hasana, whatever you can do for a certain period of time, like a time frame will be given, your money will be given back in the same time, 4 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 months. So this is our humble request. And secondly, brothers, in terms of Eid Salah, we'll arrange the Eid Salah in a 3 Jamaat. First Jamaat will be here at this center at 7 o'clock. More likely that will be on the 16th of June, which is Sunday. Not this Sunday, following Sunday. So first Jamaat will be here at 7 o'clock. There is no female, just only the gentlemen will be taking part in this Jamaat. And the other 2 Jamaat will be at the Marjorie Collins Center. There will be facilitating the women as well. So we can bring your wife, sisters, and the daughters, those who wants to come. That will be only the Marjorie Collins Center. That Jamaat will be 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock. 2 Jamaat at the Marjorie Collins Center. 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock in the first Jamaat here. So these other 2 Jamaat, women can be taken part on this in the other 2 Jamaat. This is our request, brothers. Also, we have another Friday next week. We'll let you know. And spread this message throughout the community. Then yes, we are going to arrange these 3 Jamaat here. Just on the Marjorie Collins Center and the Mochi. Thank you very much indeed for your time. Sabohol apnara jano je amra each ekere samne ek shapta মাঝানো মাত্র এক সপ্তাহ আছে এক সপ্তাহের ভিতরে আমরা আপনারে লইয়া সবরে লইয়া দর্শনের ভিতরে সবরে লইয়া আমরা নমাজ পড়তাম ঈদের জামাত। ওই হিসাবে আমরা 3 জামাত অ্যারেঞ্জ করছি। পয়লা জামাত হইব সন্ধ্যার সাতটার সময়, কোনো মহিলা থাকতে না, শুধুমাত্র পুরুষ সকল থাকবা। আর সেকেন্ড আর 4 জামাত হইব মার্জরি কলেজ সেন্টারও, এখানেও গিয়ে আপনার মহিলা সকল থাকবা। তো দয়া করি আপনারা টাইম টেবিল মেনটেন করার জন্য আমরা সেয়ার আপনারা সবরে লইয়া নমাজ পড়তাম ইনশাল্লাহ। This is the collection only for the card. By the card, if you want to make a payment for the card, by the card, then inshallah, we other brothers and volunteers that are coming to you, please help us generously that we can come out the loan. Please. Inshallah, right after the collection, that will be the Jamaat will be started.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر
الحمد لله الذي لولا لطفه ما اهتدينا ولولا فضله ما تصدقنا ولا صلينا ولا صمنا ولا ضحينا ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله الذي أنزلت به السكينة علينا عليه أنفسنا وأهلينا فدينا ولولاه ما عرفنا الحق ولا درينا صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين شهدوا بدرًا وحنينا أما بعد فقد حان ذو الحجة الحرام شرعت لنا فيها أحكام وأعظمها التضحية من بهيمة الأنعام فقال فيها سيد الأنام عليه الصلاة والسلام ما من أيام أحب إلى الله أن يتعبد له فيها من عشر ذي الحجة يعدل صيام كل يوم منها بصيام سنة وقيام كل ليلة منها بقيام ليلة قدر لا سيما صوم عرفة التي قال فيها عليه الصلاة والسلام صيام يوم عرفة أحتسب على الله أن يكفر السنة التي قبله والسنة التي بعده وكان علي رضي الله تعالى عنه يكبر بعد صلاة الفجر يوم عرفة إلى صلاة العصر من آخر أيام التشريق ويكبر بعد العصر أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرًا ونذيرًا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئًا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان، وأقضاهم علي، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أيد الإسلام وأنصاره، وأذل الشرك وأشراره. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ولا تجعلنا منهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين، اللهم انصرهم، اللهم انصرهم، اللهم اشف مرضاهم، وارحم موتاهم، وتقبل شهداءهم. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى، اللهم أعد مسجد الأقصى في رحاب المسلمين، اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العلي العظيم يذكركم، ودعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأتم وأهم وأعظم وأكبر. أقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي للصلاة، حي للصلاة، حي للفلاح، حي للفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم، غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة، إن الله مع الصابرين. ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات، بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون. ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات، وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. أولئك عليهم صلوات ربهم ورحمة، وأولئك هم المهتدون. Allahu Akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين صغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان يا الله يا الله allow us the tawfiq to perform the deeds that are pleasing to you in these 10 days يا الله يا الله allow us to attain your mercy throughout these 10 days يا الله free us from the hellfire يا الله يا الله free our next from the hellfire on the day that you free as many servants as you do in comparison to the whole entire year, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are traveling towards Hajj, Ya Allah, allow their journey to go with ease and accept their Hajj. Ya Allah, return them as though they are completely free of any sins, like the way a baby is born from the mother. Ya Allah, those who are in need, Ya Allah, answer all their needs. Ya Allah, grant shifa to all those who are in need. Ya Allah, all those who have passed away, Ya Allah, grant them mercy. Ya Allah, grant their ability to be a goddess and goddess of paradise. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
Another good news for us, brothers. We have obtained the planning permission for the post as well as the dome. So, inshallah, the work will be started.